If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
With the Halt Fentanyl Act and the Lake and Riley Act, we're making sure American communities are safe from deadly drugs and illegal aliens that have taken far too many lives. The American people asked us for bigger paychecks and more affordable gas and groceries, and we delivered on that too. We delivered the largest working and middle class tax cut in the history of the United States. And we've torn down Biden-era regulations like the California EV mandate that was just madness. And worked against working families in American energy dominance.
Speaker Johnson, speaking of just some of the accomplishments that the Congress has gotten done so far in the first 6 months of President Trump's second term of his presidency, but there is certainly a lot more work to do. And we want to speak to Congressman Mike Bost, who's joining us now, the United States Congressman for Illinois' 12th District. He's also the chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Congressman, thank you for being with us again today. It's good to have you back.
Annie, thanks for having me on. And just so you know, yeah, as he said, Mike Johnson, I was listening to that.
Yeah, so. Yeah, certainly. You know, there's a lot to do left. You guys did a lot in 6 months, but there's a lot more to go. What's the priority?
Okay, several things. Well, there's things with veterans, but right now the most important thing is we got to move forward with our budget. We've got to have it done by September. And the thing is, the House has already moved 60%. And I think you and I have talked about this before. Since the Budget Control Act of 1972, or the Budget Reform Act of 1972, which actually put these 12 different bills we have to move in place, and then they have to be go through the Senate, and that's how you pass the full budget. Only twice since 1972 has all 12 budgets been passed. And that's because certain ones are very, very difficult. And then what you end up having is not a full budget CR, because if you're passing parts of it, then those parts are passed. But you get, unfortunately, when people hold up and play for the perfect instead of the very good, you end up having CRs, which are they're bad, mm-hmm. but they're a whole lot better than a shutting down the government.
So, Congressman, we're talking about the budget. You're saying you have a September deadline on that, correct?
It's the end of September.
The end of September. Is this the thing where is this the same conversation that we're having right up to Christmas when we're like, it looks like Congress is going to be spending Christmas because they pass a CR, just kick the can down the road? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, that's what we're talking about. You bet.
A
whole lot of that has to do. I believe that a majority of the bills we will get through the House. Okay. But remember, the Senate still has that cloture rule that I talked about. And that what happens is when we as Republicans try to, okay, no, we're not going to expand this much, we're not going to expand this much, to get the Democrats on board in the Senate to get the 60 votes, then all of a sudden, if you're going to actually pass the bill, then all of a sudden they're going to have their requirements, and their requirements usually end up costing us more money in the long run.
Representative Bost, this is Ryan Wiggins. Can you just briefly explain, because even I get lost in the details of this sometimes, the difference between the big, beautiful bill, which to me was a spending bill, and now the budget? Because a lot of people, I think, get confused.
So what the big beautiful bill is it is a reconciliation, okay? And we will have probably during our time in, if we can hold the House, we can probably do another reconciliation, because what that does is, because it's a reconciliation and not a budget bill, it's the reconciling between the House and the Senate. It does not require the 60 votes before it requires the 51 votes that the normal budget would. And then it only could deal with mandatory spending, and it has to go through this whole, you know, and that gets very wonky. There was a Senator Byrd that passed these certain rules on what it had to do. Then you got a parliamentarian that makes a rule whether it passes the Byrd rules, and that's called Byrd math. So basically, that's how many of the things that the House passed over did not qualify under the rules of the Senate, and so those things were removed, but the majority of them stayed, and that's why we got so many things that we did get in that big, beautiful bill in a very positive manner.
You are the chair of the House Veterans Committee. Were there any benefits cut to veterans from the big, beautiful bill?
Absolutely not. No. We have what we've done and what we're trying to do right now is I passed the access out of committee yesterday. There were several bills passed out of committee. Access makes sure there's two bills that have been passed that make it to where our veterans can seek help. If they want to go to the VA, they can go to the VA, but they can also seek help in the community care. And we had the Choice Act years and years ago, then the Mission Act. But each time bureaucrats in the VA choose, matter of fact, we have discovered an inner email since this administration has taken over, that the second in command sent a message out during the Biden administration, don't allow anyone to press the easy button for community care. Mm. We found that in an email that was sent out to everybody. So now the access, basically what it is, shouldn't the veteran, thus the patient and their doctor, be able to make the choice whether they're going into the community or whether they're staying at the VA, whether they have the opportunity to get it into an appointment faster in the community or in the VA. They get to make the choice. That's what this is about. And so we're moving forward with that. But in answer to your first question, there was nothing cut for VA.
Yeah. And I remember you saying this, and it's such an important perspective for people to understand that the VA and what we do as a government is set to actually help veterans, not the bureaucracy that is put into place to take care of the veterans.
Exactly. And the problem is, and matter of fact, this was just the other day. It was the same situation when we were trying to move the bill. Our Democrat colleagues and this was yesterday. That's the reason I wasn't on your show yesterday, by the way, because I was chairing the committee while we were trying to move this. Their argument over and over and over again was more about the bureaucracy, and I kept bringing it up. What you're arguing here is you're saying that the veterans aren't really worth us really providing them with the care they need and they want. We're going to do it to make sure that we don't we want to force them in to the VA. Now, this, all of our bills, and this is a thing that the Democrats have called for years, Republicans want to privatize. No, we don't want to privatize. The VA does a great job. It does some great research, and I'm a big supporter of the VA as it is. But also remember, the VA was created for the veteran. It was not created for the bureaucrats that now understand this. As you said, I think I told you that last month, VA has 477,000 employees. And if somebody and somebody says, well, the staffing may be reduced by as much as 30% in places where you have waste, fraud and abuse. Yes.
Yeah. Quality, not quantity.
Right. Because the thing is, we're spending three times as much as we did 15 years ago, but we have the same problems and the same backlog. And, but we've done some very good expansions with the PACT Act and with the Elizabeth Dole Act. And we're going to continue to work on these issues. I'm actually going Tuesday. I don't know the time yet, but the president is signing one of our bills that we passed to help our veterans that that have trouble with their home loans, so they don't get foreclosed on. The problem is Biden created a situation where he wanted the VA to come in and be bankers. Well, government doesn't do a lot of things well, but they sure can't be bankers, because the idea and intent from what was happening there was these homes that the after COVID that our veterans were in the rears on, they were just taking the full loan over at the cost of the taxpayer on an average of about $375,000. And I'm not talking a few of them. I'm talking thousands of them. And we said, no, we are not going to do that. This administration come in. We created the bill, passed it, called the partial claim, so that they're not getting foreclosed on. But it ends up being about $25,000 to help them through the hard time to get them back on track to make their payments again.
We're speaking with Congressman Mike Bost. He's the representative for Illinois' 12th District, chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, so very well versed in these particular issues. Back to the budget before we let you go. You said that ideally you have something in place by the end of September, right? And then we don't have to wait up until the Christmas when everything is about to come into the new fiscal year.
That's correct.
Why would it be different this year? Are you guys going to be able to pull this off?
I hope, but I don't know. No, I'm a little frustrated because I have even Republican members that quite often, and I've said this before, I might even agree with them. But the thing is, we still have to have our 218 votes to get it to the Senate. And then all of a sudden, when the Senate comes back, because they're going to have their 60 votes, many of our 218 will look at it and go, no, I'm not voting at all. Well, then that will cause a government shutdown if you don't pass a CR. And so then what ends up happening is then you have Democrats on our side that get an opportunity to put their things in, and then it just crumbles. So pray a lot, work hard, and right now, but remember, we're over 60% of the budget passed in the House already. So we're back into our district and our work period at this time, and then we go back in the 1st of September and try to get it done.
So the 60% that the House has passed so far, that has to go to the Senate, and it requires 60 votes in the Senate.
That's correct. But these, just so you know, the 60% that we passed, so it is the MILCOM, which is the military and veterans stuff, that goes through pretty easily because everybody's there's enough people. Okay, we know what we got to do there.
Right.
The other is the transportation stuff that goes through pretty quickly. There's very few, but it's when you start getting down to the smaller budgets that our administration and everything like this really people start fighting.
Can you pass 60% of it and go with 60% and CR the rest, or is it all or nothing?
Yeah. You can, but people don't. Yeah.
politics.
Yeah.
I understand.
But like I said, remember that. But that's why I can say that. You know, whenever I said that since 1972, all 12 bills have only been passed twice. So I would say that sometimes we get 9, sometimes we get 7, sometimes very good chase, you get 10,
mm-hmm.
But you don't get all.
Okay. Well, August will be an interesting month as you all are back in your districts to listen to what the American people have to say. And we will definitely like to hear what's coming up in September. If you're around in August, you can come in. We invite you to come in the studio one time. We'd love to have you.
I appreciate that. We'll see if we can work that out.
Sounds good. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank
good to
you.
Speak with you.
All right. Good to talk to you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Mike Bost, Congressman Mike Bost, Congressman for Illinois' 12th District, Chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Two times since 1971 that they've passed all 12 sections of the budget?
Yeah, that's a little surprising because a lot of the stuff you figure is more modern. That, well, you know, there's no bipartisanship. That goes way back.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I get super annoyed at the butting up to Christmas thing. Because then we're talking about, like, should Congress stay at work and get the job done through Christmas for the people? Or should they go home and lavish in their money and presents? It's like, can we skip that part? And then they get it done, and it's a crap deal.
Uh-huh.
And everyone's like, eh, Christmas, whatever. And then you just move on and you do Christmas.
It fascinates me when, because Mike Boss will talk about this, and a lot of people don't get into the details like he does. When he talks about the way that, okay, we got to get this number of people on board so that it can go here, and then here's what they'll do, and then it comes back to us so that we can do this, but we need three people to do that, you know? Like, that stuff, to me, it would be really interesting to be in the room to hear, because you'd always hear, like, well, you send a conservative to Congress, and then they do things you don't want. But a lot of it's that stuff. It gets lost in translation because mm-hmm. there's so much process. I don't know. I'm fascinated by that. I don't know that it makes super entertaining radio, but I like to hear it.
Man, there is a clip. There's a video that I saw yesterday, and I'm going to play it for you when we come back. And this is kind of soul-shaking stuff. Another oversight hearing that took place, and they've discovered something about the way that we were handling our immigration system. This involves children, folks. You are going to want to hear this story when we come back. We'll have it right off the top. Don't go away. Ain't no use
in complaining. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.